We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Hello, my friend.
How's it going today, man?
Wow. Everything seems to come at once, and it rains, it pours, right? Busy.
Are you getting hit with the super typhoon? Is that what's going on? Isn't there like 40-foot waves off your coast or something like that?
That's gone. That was a few days back, and it never really hit us. I think up north it might have a bit, but not much. It got absorbed by our rain system. But then again, we had another massive windstorm yesterday. So,
did you go surfing?
No, I'm far away from surfing.
Ouch.
Well, far away being 45 minutes or so, but
that's not far away. That's easy.
Yeah. We're close to everything, I suppose, in that sense. I just don't like driving. And I don't have the gear, so that doesn't help either.
Well.
Yeah, someday.
I don't do it for one main reason. I don't have any idea how to surf, so.
The only way you learn is by doing it. That's the sad thing. There's no way you can learn otherwise. I guess that's not true. I guess if you're a skateboarder, it makes it easier. But anyway, this is so off topic. Okay, so today. We're talking about those damn SEO tools, as you like to call them. And what does that mean?
Damn SEO tools. Again, another one of our famous acronyms, DAM, D-A-M. Discovery tools, analysis tools, and measurement tools.
Yes.
You need them all.
Yes!
But I just want to, since we're going back to, we're going to do a show on tools. And we're going back to kind of like we did last week. We're going to do the basics, talk about, you know, the generalization of tools. I just want to start off by saying tools are just that, tools. Okay, and we're going to talk about a lot of them today. But you have to have the knowledge. Don't lean on them. They are there to assist you in your craft. They are not the foundation of your craft. Okay, so just remember that when we're talking about these, they help tremendously. But you still have to know what you're doing. You still have to know how to use them and what the information means that you get out of them. Just saying.
There you go. You've done it. You said it. Now, let's start with keyword research. And the one you've got there is the Google Keyword Planner, which, of course, is very important. Now, the only way you can access that is by having an AdWords account. It doesn't mean you actually have to have an AdWords campaign running, but you do need the account set up. And once you do that, you can get into Google Keyword Planner and do some analysis. Now,
it's free to set up, by the way. You just have to have a Google account email and just sign up for it, and you're in. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to assign any credit cards to it or anything. You're just in.
Yeah, they just made it so that not anyone could get in. They'd have to actually have an account with Google, which is them being smart buggers as usual.
Yeah, they wouldn't know who's using it.
Yeah. Now, I kind of made an addendum to that. One of the tools I really enjoy using is Market Samurai. I don't even know what it costs anymore. I bought it right when it came out, but at that time it was $97 or something for life. So I picked that up, and it allows you to do quite a bit of in-depth keyword research. It's got other bells and whistles, but that's the only thing, honestly, I ever use it for. Anyway, it's a very handy tool and fairly affordable if it's still around that price range, especially if it's for life.
And I know with the Google Keyword Planner, you put in some terms and it'll give you suggested terms around the ones that you've put in. It'll give you search volume based on AdWords usage. You know, how many times does it show up? It'll give you competition based on AdWords as well. What does Search Samurai or the Market Samurai do different that helps?
Not a lot different, actually, because it actually does use Google Keyword Planner. It allows you to log into your account and give it access rights. And then once it does, it imports it. But it allows you to sort it and provide recommendations, provide negatives, all these things that can clean out the list faster. But it also creates a massive list to begin with. It takes a bit of time. But you do create one heck of a keyword plan once you've got it done.
Cool.
Yeah. I enjoy it. Now, the next one you got on here is my personal favorite, which is SEM Rush.
Yep.
That's SEMrush.com. The reason I enjoy it, well, from a discovery point of view for sales, I love being able to just do a simple search for any client I've got on the phone or prospect, I should say, and find out where they're ranked and anywhere around the world for Google. You can literally pick the country. You can even pick the state. I've never tried that recently, but anyway, and it will tell you what the ranking is there and all the keywords they have ranked for their site. Very, very convenient.
Nice.
Something we'll talk about later is competitive analysis. That's very cool. But when it comes to your own keyword analysis, it'll obviously tell you what you are ranking for, and it'll even show you some of the history and see whether or not you've had any downturns in rankings. In many cases, these days, you see a long, steep decline for information-based websites over the last four years or so, thanks to all the updates from Google. But it's pretty easy to see who's made the right decisions and the wrong decisions after just searching a few competitive websites, or competitors, I should say, on SEMrush.
And you can also use those competitors to help figure out additional, when you do keyword research, things that your site or your client may be ranking for or not ranking for, and their competitors are. So you can look at that from that perspective as well to get a broader reach into the keyword universe by looking at competitors.
And one of the things you mentioned in here is that we should talk about competitive research tools. So what I think we should do is just mentioned that this can also be used for competitive research, because frankly, a lot of the ones we're going to touch on do. So, instead of making it a segment, we'll just add on as we go.
True. So you can use it for your site or your competitors for almost all these.
Mm-hmm. And it also provide you, although I have my doubts about how accurate it is, because I've been burned by it before a little bit, but what kind of pay-per-click campaigns they've got going, their spends approximately. Those are almost always off, but they give you some interesting intel in any case.
And that's why we put the next one on here. SpyFu is the next tool, and they're really much more geared towards the pay-per-click side of things, but it will give you some competitive intelligence and give you some information about what your competitors do, what they're spending money on. And I think they're a little bit more accurate on that side than SEMrush is. Those two tools actually came out about the same time and were really competing head-to-head for a long time. And SEMrush definitely came out on top. But SpyFu seems to do a bit better on the pay-per-click analysis side.
Yeah, I've never done a comparison, actually. Not at least a very concise one. But I would agree that I would take SpyFu's intel a little bit higher. Now, the other one you mentioned here is KeywordTool.io, and it totally came back to me when I saw that. I haven't seen it in ages.
Yeah, I know. And it's interesting because the stuff we've been talking about has really been based on what the AdWord tools show you is competitive intelligence. This particular tool looks at Search Suggest as a keyword research tool. And you can really find some things that in there that are not showing up in AdWords tools. Excuse me. because it's, again, based on search suggest. The problem with this is it really doesn't give you a lot of that real data behind it. It's like search volumes and competitiveness and that kind of stuff. But it does give you some ideas for some additional terms that you might not find in some of these other tools.
Well, the other one is Uber Suggest. Is it ubersuggest.org? I can't recall now. But that does the same concept.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the URL either, but you're right. Uber Suggest is a good one for that.
Ubersuggest.org. That's Uber, U-B-E-R, suggest.org. And again, it does the same concept. It gives you some idea of what people are searching for based on suggestions. And I think the suggestions are really handy. I've been using them lately for some of my keyword research because it provides some of the semantic comparative phrasing. And you know, as we have talked in the past, semantics or the meaning of words play a big role in how search engines understand the context of a page. So if the same meaning is used, although different keywords, you still have the ability to get the, you know, if anything, a stronger ability to get a ranking because Google has really, thanks to Hummingbird, or not, is it Hummingbird? Yeah, really geared up its focus on semantic based search.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's
I think that's our group of keyword research tools under discovery. The next thing in discovery that I do pretty much the first thing I always do whenever I'm looking at a new site is using Google itself to understand what Google sees or doesn't see related to a particular site you happen to be doing discovery on. And the first thing I always do is a site colon search. I'm looking in there. I want to see how many pages are indexed, what kind of pages are being indexed. And I do variations on the site colon search. If you do it site colon and then you do a minus www, it'll show you if there's right off the bat if Google's indexing www versions and non-www versions of sites. So you're doing a little bit of discovery on how is Google actually indexing the site. And the best way to do that is using Google itself and some variations on the site colon search and even the cache. I'm looking at the cached pages and how they're being seen, both the full version and the text-only version of the cache. Even though it's a little bit tricky sometimes on when you're doing like the text-only version of the Google cache on whether it's actually showing you what you think it's showing you. So be a little wary with that one, but it still sometimes can really, if you do a cached version of a page and you see absolutely nothing, which I've done a number of times, then you do the text-only version and you still see like basically nothing at all on the page, that's a clear discovery that you found that they're not indexing your pages very well or they're not seeing the content on the pages for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I've actually, and I mean, someone we talked about, I mean, I can't really get into detail on which one it is, but one of our listeners actually has hired us to help him with the most obscure issue I've ever seen in Google. And that's saying something. And this is where it seems to be confusing sites on his server. So essentially, so if I do a site colon for one of his clients, I'll see his client URL showing up, but the title and description showing up for other sites.
I mean, Rush even had me look at that. I'm still kind of baffled. I'm still digging into it myself, and it's just, it's kind of crazy. I think it's Google just dropped a bug in there somewhere, and it's the best I can get so far. It's because I'm not seeing any real reason for anything like that happening. It'll be interesting to see what happens when they make some of those changes you suggested.
Well, it hasn't helped. and the strangest thing is, well, not strangest, but I've had to take this to the next level. So I'm trying to get a hold of John Mueller. I've sent him an email with a lot of detail. No response yet, but I don't know how busy. I imagine he's a little busy. So
if you can, post it in the Google Help forums too, because he responds a lot in there.
Yeah, I might have to now. I was kind of hoping that I could get a little more personalized. But if that's the case, then I might just have to go that route. You know, there's a certain point I have to take it off and to say, look, I can't figure this out. I've looked at every angle. If anyone out there who's listening has experienced this, please let us know. It's astonishingly confusing. and even more odd are, you know, we thought maybe this was just something to do with the server. We found another server he's been doing great research here, that has nothing to do with him but has the same issue. So it is looking more and more like a Google bug, which is astonishing. I even wanted to contact Barry Schwartz to see what he was going to say, but Barry has a thing on his site saying that, you know, you have to post it in the thread first publicly before he'll talk about it. That's the reporter in him talking, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But, I imagine he gets a few people trying to contact him. In any case, that's just an example of how Google site can show some serious issues. If you don't check, you'll never know.
Yeah. You know who's a good person I think you should reach out to? We've had him on the show a couple times, David Harry. He's very good at forensic SEO, so he might be able to shine some light for you.
Yes. You know, I was going to do that. I actually thought of him the other day, too, and I forgot. But I'll just have to... it's funny. I've talked to him so much on social, I don't even know his email address right now, so I have to go look that up. But anyways, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to jump onto analysis tools.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping nirvana starts
building
here.
Better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. All right, analysis tools, the A in DAM.
You love
technical analysis.
You love my acronyms. Go ahead.
I do. Art and Dam. That's good. So the first one is, I'm jealous of these guys. They did such a good job of building this. It's like, damn it, I wish I built it.
And I love the name too. It's perfect.
Yeah. They must live in Hawaii where the frogs actually scream. But anyway, it's Screaming Frog Crawler.
They're actually in Australia, I believe.
Are they? Oh, there you go. Okay. Maybe they got the Koki frog there as well.
That could be.
Yeah. Anyway, it is a must-have. It's just an amazing little tool. Yeah. It's exactly what I always dreamed of building, so good for them. They've really done a good job.
Yeah, it's basically a desktop application. It works for Mac and PC that you put in a URL, and it crawls the site, pulls in tons of information. It crawls it with a spider, just like Google would, pulls in all kinds of information. There's two versions. There's a free version and a paid version. The only real difference between the two is how many pages it'll crawl. With the free version, it'll crawl up to 500. Actually, I'm not even going to say pages, items. So it treats images and JavaScript and all those things as individual items, and it'll crawl up to 500 items in the free version. And then, of course, if you pay, I think it's $100 a year, you get as many as you can crawl. When you have giant sites, that you better have a pretty beefy computer with a lot of memory, because it sucks it up. I tried to crawl a site with a million pages with it one time and literally set it on a computer in a corner of a room, did nothing but that, and it did not finish crawling the site with that, and I still had it running after a week. So be prepared to, if you have a huge site, to do it segments at a time. But it's a great, great tool. The information it pulls is amazing. You know, from a technical analysis standpoint, that's your first stop every time.
I don't know of anything that can compare.
Yeah.
No, it's excellent. Well, I guess actually that's not true. There's always Google Webmaster Tools, which is next. Google and Google Webmaster Tools, you know, if you don't have your account, get the heck on there and set it up. It's there. The information is, most of the information is there waiting for you about your own website. But you have to go through a process to get access to it. And they make it relatively simple. Some of the information, such as some of the accrual data, I can't remember off the top of my head what it is, doesn't really start triggering until you've signed in. But there will be errors and such reports waiting for you when you get in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's a must-have as well. If you only could pick two tools in the technical side, those would be the ones you need. Absolutely.
Now, one thing I should mention, again, we're talking about competitor analysis at times here. Screaming Frog is an awesome tool for doing that. You can even have it, if they try and block it, you can do whatever you want to make sure you still get access to it. Not that you would do that. unfortunately, Google Webmaster Tools is not good for competitor analysis because you don't get access to their sites, darn it. But it's good for your own site.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you let me know about Rex Swain a while back, a couple years now, but it's a great little tool.
Rex Swain is probably my favorite tool of all time, and I use it pretty much every day. I really do. And it's one of those tools. It sounds simple, but it's an HTTP header response tool. So it's basically one of those things where you go in and you say, here's a URL, and hit the button, and it tells you if it comes back with a 200 OK, a 404 error, 301 or 302 redirects. Basically gives you that. And that was what it was originally designed to do. And there's tons of those tools out there. You can use them as Blugger, as okay. It's Blugger if you want, but and if you ever define Blugger, please let me know what it is.
Lay off the sauce.
But you can use them as browser plugins. Blugger is just a short for a browser plugin, just telling you. But the reason I like this tool so much, it's actually a web page you go in. It's software as a service type of thing. It will tell you, it will show you every piece of code that the server sees. So this is really, really important if you have a really strange redirect issue, for example, and you're trying to figure out why something is redirecting or how it's redirecting, because if you just go to these tools and it tells you it redirects and you go to the page and it redirects you, you'll never be able to see the source code in those first couple of iterations before you get to that final page. This tool, Rex Swain, will show you source codes of every jump in a redirect chain. If there's four different redirects in a redirect chain, it'll show you the source code for each one of those pieces of the chain before it gets to that last one. So it's a really great analysis tool that understands what's happening when people are doing redirects and you have weird header responses going on. It's my favorite.
And again, it's another great tool for competitor analysis because you can see where you're being skipped to when you're doing any kind of research on, say, redirected domains or trying to find ownership of sites, et cetera, et cetera. It gets a little deep and technical, but it's pretty cool. I would say a new user would kind of blanch and go rather pale if they tried to understand this right off the bat, but it's effective.
Yeah. I mean, it's free, which is great.
Even better. Yeah. Even better. All right. The Google PageSpeed tool, one of my favorites these days. We're using it a ton to check on our client sites to make sure that everything that they're working on is as search-friendly as possible. And in terms of page speed, that's huge. Google has made it very clear. If your site is slower than most of your competitors, you're going to see not exactly sure exactly how much, but fairly small, but a negative in your potential ranking ability. So based on their algorithm, they are considering this when they rank your website. So page speed is important. It's not only important from the rankings perspective, but when a person goes to your website, you want to make sure that they're going to have a very clean and fast experience. And if your site is too slow to load, that's a major issue. It also tells you, my absolute favorite, is that it shows you how well your site ranks mobile, or not ranks, renders in the mobile. And mobile is just so large, and so many people don't even think about it. They're so focused on their desktop site. It's nice to be able to tell them, okay, well, also, did you know that your site has a 42 out of 100 on page speed for your mobile? That's no good. Let's look at that.
And tied to that, we talked about Google Webmaster Tools just a minute ago, but they've also added some new reports in Google Webmaster Tools tied to errors that they might be seeing specifically around mobile. So that's another great way to do some analysis for mobile, is with those Webmaster Tools.
There you go. Automated audits.
Yeah, see, now I put this on here because I wanted to talk about it, because there are so many of them out there, and a lot of people that are new to the industry, a lot of people that are even clients that see these things, they think, oh, look at this. I can just put my ear on here, hit a button, and it'll tell me all the things I need to fix. And while some of these audits actually do provide some valuable information, there's two things you need to know about these things before you use them or use them for your clients. First and foremost is 90% of all these automated audit tools are lead gen tools for an SEO or search marketing or advertising agency. They're going to pull that information in and then contact that person to try to sell them something. So if you're using it or you're telling your clients to use it, be aware that you're giving information to your competitors that are going to actively use it as a lead gen. Second, automated tools have one major flaw. They don't work. All right.
Or they're ineffective.
Well, here's the reason too. So while there are a number of items in SEO that are black and white, most things are not black and white. And for an automated tool to work, they have to be able to deal with subjective answers, and they just can't. So, you know, you could go in and say, you do have unique title tags on every one of your pages, or you do have title tags, but you can't go in and say, but this title tag is 643 characters long. That's not good. Well, that's easy. But what happens if your title tag is about the right size, it's unique, but it's not talking about the page whatsoever? Those tools cannot tell you that, right? So there's so much that's subjective about SEO that these tools can give you a base idea of where some things are. They might be able to send up some red flags, but please, please don't use them as your primary source of information.
Yeah, I actually had a really nice guy call me today that was misinformed. Thank you, by an audit, and he was telling me, you know, do you guys do HTTP headers? Okay, a header technically is something that is there. There's
server,
nothing we do, you know. So what is wrong? Is there something wrong with it? No, he says, I don't know. So he sent me to this audit that he did, and it was interesting. The audit said that you should look at your HTTP headers. It didn't say specifically there's something wrong with it. And then I went through it, and he said, well, you know, Matt Cutts created this tool. I went, what? Here, let me see this. So, again, someone who doesn't know would not know that Matt Cutts would never align himself with an SEO company, and you know, he simply couldn't. So I went there, and they weren't trying to pass themselves off as that. In this case, it was tricky in a sense because they had one of his videos built into the final report. And yeah, you know, it does look like that. You know, it's very easy to be taken by these. Sometimes they have some decent thoughts and tips, but you'll get way better information where on the show here. and I also told them, to listen to us. So hello, if you're listening, I hope we can help you out. And also to check out Search Engine Land. You know, that's where you can find reputable people. I didn't go into a huge list. There's others, but that's where I started with. And hopefully you can get a lot of good info from that.
Good deal.
Backlink analysis. Mm-hmm. I haven't used Majestic SEO in a long time, but I know that's a big one right now.
Yeah, I've been using that one a lot in the past couple of years, and mainly because it's comfortable now, and it's, you know, I can find what I need quicker. For no other reason. I mean, Ahrefs, I think a lot of people like Ahrefs and Open Site Explorer, which are two other ones. And basically what these tools do is they crawl the web just like the search engines do and record which sites are linking to each other. They record, they each have kind of their own little metrics that they've created to say, you know, how important is a domain? You know, they give them their own ranking systems. I know The OpenSite Explorer has one. What's the Moz rank? What's that one?
Moz rank?
Is it Moz rank? Yeah. See? Majestic has one. But what they do is they basically give you an idea. They give you a snapshot of who's linking to a site. Are these links valuable? Are they nofollowed? Are they image links? What's the text in them? They give you information about how many links from the same IP address or the same domain name. There's lots of data-driven information about a backlink profile in these three main tools, which are Majestic SEO, Ahrefs, and OpenSite Explorer. Does the last one there do that too? I haven't used link research tools a lot.
Yeah, I'm always wondering. You never seem to bring it up, but it's probably my favorite tool. OpenSite Explorer is, well, I would say I use OpenSite more often for many things, but link research tools is sort of my advanced option. It's not cheap, but what you get out of it is pretty incredible. It has its own algorithms that analyze the links to give you detox scores to see, you know, is your backlink profile toxic? Is there anything about it that Google could find reprehensible and perhaps get you in trouble? That's how we started using it. But then I started to realize all the other benefits of the system, and they give some pretty phenomenal reports. I've been very impressed with it, so I highly recommend them as well.
And like Ross said, these kind of tools are very, very valuable to understand the backlink and the backlink profile situation of a particular website to see how it could positively or negatively be impacting the website. And you need to know that information.
Yeah, and I use those on competitor sites as well. We do. We've done huge number of competitor analysis, and we find out a lot of great information thanks to these tools, because there are certain ones that a competitive site can block by adding a particular piece of code to their robots.txt, but there's other ones that it can't. And when you're doing analysis, there's, no holds barred. You got to find out what's going on. You use what you need. Yeah. So there's some good tools here. But anyway, the next part we're going to go on to is measurement tools, but let's take a quick break and we'll get right back to it.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Measurement tools, the M and DAM. That's too much fun.
And I just want to say, before we get talking too much about measurement tools, is These tools, there's a lot of different tools, a lot of metrics that you can measure to talk about success for SEO. And you really need to understand how you're positioning your products and services to really understand which of these types of tools to use, because different goal metrics really are going to define which tool you need. If your goal is we're going to drive more traffic to your site, then you're probably going to want an analytics type of tool to use to help measure that. If you're telling people we're going to increase your rankings on these terms, then a ranking tracker kind of tool. So you really have to, or even finally, conversions. If you're saying we're going to make you more money because we're going to help you convert better, conversion tools. So just understand that you have to know which tools work for the types of services and promises, basically, that you're making when it comes to success.
Right. And, well, let's just jump into it. We're kind of rough on time here now. But setting goal metrics to define the proper tools, you sort of covered there. But the metrics, you can get really in-depth. I mean, especially using Google Analytics, and that's what you're talking about next here. You know, there's pixel-based. So what is it that is triggering a particular pixel to load? That means a particular page is being hit, like a goal. Through Google Analytics, you can Analytics doesn't use pixel, does it?
No. Number two is analytics in general. There's two different types of analytics programs. There's pixel-based analytics programs and there's server log-based analytics programs. Google Analytics is a pixel-based, so you have to add that pixel in there for them to track you. Omniture is the same way. It's a larger, very expensive platform if you happen to work for a larger company.
Very expensive.
Six figures a month is not uncommon. And then the log-based ones, basically every server has a log. So anytime anything happens on your website, it's being logged on your server. And that log, depending on how your host handles it, can be deleted every night. They could save it for months. But you can actually install log analysis programs on your server that will basically do analytics very similar to what Google Analytics does, right? Google Analytics was originally started out as a program that Google, or a software company that Google bought, that did log-based analysis initially. So both kind work. They both have their positives and their negatives. If a page doesn't completely load in a pixel-based analytics package, it may not record correctly. Log-based ones have a tendency to have errors based on bandwidth issues and stuff like that. So they both have their own idiosyncrasies. Pixel-based analytics seem to be the norm now. They seem to be what people are leaning towards, which Google Analytics is one of those as well. And like Ross was saying, there's so many different types of metrics inside of analytics that you really have to really get in there and understand what you're trying to measure to really make a difference.
And whatever you do, don't even bother trying to understand why there's a difference in numbers between the two. If you're running both, you'll lose your mind.
You'll be in a fatty farm.
They're so different. They analyze everything completely differently. They don't mean to. It's just the nature of each type of file or each type of tracking system. And it's my worst nightmare when a client asks me that question. I just don't know how to explain it. You know, you just tell them they're different. Okay, I'm sorry. There's no way to tell.
Why does a motorcycle go faster than a bicycle? They both have two wheels. Come on.
Exactly. Now, actually, one thing I had the other day was AW Stats, a client, and I wrote this, ranted about this on our community page at SEO 101, but this hosting company decided, this designer said, no, we don't install Google Analytics unless the person asks. We only use AW Stats. And I thought, oh, God, you can't transfer that anywhere. So if you guys are using AW Stats, don't. Or at least run Google Analytics as well. Because then if you ever switch hosting companies, you can take that data is still accessible. And you can move anywhere you want in the world with your website and still have that same data set running and all of the history. Whereas AWS Stats, I don't believe there's any way to transfer it. And if you do, it can only transfer it to another AWS Stats system, which frankly is inferior, way inferior than Google Analytics.
Yeah, and that's one of the major differences between pixel-based and server log-based. If you move servers, you either have to transfer the data server to server. Like you said, AWS Stats, you have to actually transfer the database from one server to another server to retain that information, where pixel-based are usually cloud-based hosted software platforms, so it doesn't matter where you're hosted or where you're moving to. As long as the code's still on your site, you're going to have that data.
Yeah, and you've never dealt with, these days it's not so bad. I remember when I did a lot of log-faced downloading those logs. Oh, my God, hours of download time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huge. Now, we've got to quicken this up here. We both have a hard stop in a minute or two here. But rank trackers, Raven Tools doesn't do that anymore, does it?
It started again. They actually have the they're using the Google Webmaster Tools. And they're giving you an average based on the API coming out of Google Webmaster Tools. They have access to Google Webmaster Tools API. The cool thing about it is I like it because they do position it as an average, because your rankings fluctuate so much on a weekly, daily basis. And you know, if you go into the Webmaster Tools and you look at your rankings for a particular word, it can be different pages where you're ranking for the same phrase at different positions. And what they do is they pull the average and they store that information. So in Webmaster Tools, you only get that information for a 30-day period and it disappears. Maybe they even extend it to 60 days, but it's a limited time. Raven Tools will keep that information indefinitely. So they pull it off through the API and you have a long-term history of your average rankings. Pulled directly from Google.
Now, Moz and SEMrush allow you to track your websites and the particular keywords. They also allow you to choose which country you're searching from, and even locale in many cases. Decent systems. I found them both very helpful, and we use them for our clients as well. Again, don't put a lot of weight on what the ranking is, but most clients need it. They feel they have to have it, and that's fine. These are options for you.
If you look at analytics, ranking, and conversions, if you had to pick one as the least important, it's rankings.
Yes. Yeah, you want to make money, you want to make traffic, you want to get conversions, you want your site to work. That's pretty key. Yes. Now, the last bit is conversion tracking. Google Analytics has the ability to do that. Very easy, lots of detail online about it, and it's fairly powerful. And finally has a few more troubleshooting tips that they didn't have before, which made it a little hard to deal with. Now it's a little more user-friendly. There's call tracking and back-end integration. The one I wanted to sort of end this with is Add This. It's one of my favorites. It is free, but then you can add a small amount to get a little more detail from it. But it's a way for people to share your information on your website. And it also will track anytime someone copies and pastes your URL. And you wouldn't believe how many people do that. And that's not tracked. There's no way to track that within Google Analytics unless you've got this particular tagging system set up. And it works beautifully. And I see just how many more people are on different pieces of content that I never saw before just using Google Analytics. Really, really powerful, really useful. And the premium package is so cheap, it's worthwhile.
Yeah, and I do want to talk about backend integration when it comes to conversion tracking. Because when you think about conversion tracking, there's the whole online part process, and then there's the backend process. The online process is pretty easy to track through, like we said, analytics, Add This, call tracking, that kind of stuff. But it's the backend process you want to make sure you talk to your clients about. Because if you say, we sent you this many leads off of this keyword, and if they can't follow through and say, well, out of those leads, we closed 3 sales, and these 3 sales actually came from this information, then you have to make sure they understand that you're just sending leads and you're responsible for leads, and you can't follow it all the way to the conversion. So the conversion is when someone gives you money. And in many, many cases, many, many businesses, that doesn't happen online. So they have to be able to connect online to offline conversions.
Correction, though. That's not necessarily a conversion. That's the ultimate conversion. But a conversion can be anything from a person signing up for a newsletter to reaching a specific page within the site.
True. That's a good point. So in the cases where the conversions happen offline, okay, and there are many cases where conversions happen offline, and most of the times, even with a phone call, if you're not using call tracking, you know, how do you know if someone made that phone call? And because it happens in the back end. And what happened on that phone call, did you get the result from that phone call that you wanted to? So you've got to make sure that when you're talking about this conversion process and conversion tracking, that you and the client understand where that disconnect happens, if it happens. At what point do you lose the data information chain, and now you can no longer track all the way to the defined conversion? So in many cases, like Ross said, if it's just a newsletter sign up, you can do that 100% online, perfect. But if you're painting a house and you have to call the guy to get to set up an appointment because they don't have an online form, where do you know, how do you determine that was an actual conversion? You have to work with your client to make sure that those, you can connect those dots.
Excellent. Whew, well, we better run. We both have got a busy day ahead, so we'd like to close this up with our regular offer. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. I'll forestall the other bits here because we normally get into it, but really, when it comes down to it, we hope you have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Radio and Podcast Network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.